Good evening. I'm John Yang. Russia attacked Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv, overnight with a barrage of ballistic missiles and drones. It came just a day before President Trump and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky are to meet in Florida to talk about prospects for peace. On his way to the U.S., Zelensky met with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney in Halifax. He said Russia's attack was revealing.
This attack is, again, Russia's answer on our peace efforts, and it's really showed that Putin doesn't want peace, and we want peace.
In Kyiv, residents and first responders assessed the damage from the attacks. Several apartment buildings and key energy infrastructure facilities were hit. At least one person was killed and nearly 30 others were injured. A quick-moving winter storm swept across the Great Lakes and Northeast overnight, dumping snow and ice that snarled post-Christmas travel in the air and on the roads. More than 1,500 flights have been canceled since last night and thousands more delayed. The National Weather Service warned people to stay off the roads. The storm had largely wound down by this afternoon. California has dropped its lawsuit against the Trump administration over the cancellation of more than $4 billion in federal grants for a high-speed rail project. Plans for a high-speed rail train between San Francisco and Los Angeles have been in the works for more than 15 years. The California High-Speed Rail Authority said the federal government is no longer a trustworthy partner and that they'll move forward with its own funding.